Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, October 25th. The grains look to start maybe a little bit higher here. We had December corn up a penny and a half overnight at 539 and a half. Beef wheat up 7.5 cents at 763 and a half. And November beans up a dime at 1230 and a half. The wheat and crude oil keep making new highs out here. December, Kansas City, and December, Minneapolis wheat all making new highs out here. Crude oil making new highs. And that's certainly propping up all the grains out here to some extent. As long as the wheat and the crude oil stays strong, I really don't see this market backing off too much until maybe the end of the week. We generally make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. So could wheat, crude oil make new highs before the end of the week? It's certainly possible. But that may be it out here. I think we're getting pretty much into some good resistance areas. We have really strong crush margins in China, which encourages China to buy our soybeans. There's a lot of tension between the U.S. and China, so I think they better take what they want before things get out of hand. If China moves on Taiwan, I think it'll be a major hiccup for the grain markets out here. That's a big if. The weather in Chicago and around the Midwest has been very wet the last 24 hours. Chicago's had about 3 inches of rain, and we're seeing some local flooding. Certainly delaying harvest here, but I think up until really Friday into Saturday, we had pretty good harvest weather throughout much of the country. I would expect that crop progress tonight to show good harvest activity for the week that just passed. And I still believe we're going to be ahead of the five-year averages on corn and beans. The winter wheat plantings, you know, should be a pretty strong number. We're getting close to getting finished on that. I would guess somewhere around 85-90% in that range on the wheat. So I really don't see that many problems. The Brazilian weather looks great for the time being. Argentina is still dry. That's supporting the wheat and the corn to some extent. But, you know, the corn, considering what wheat and beans did overnight, didn't have that great of an evening session. But we'll see where we go here today. But I think, like I said, as long as corn and wheat stay strong this week, I'd expect to see the highs in those toward the end of the week. And that should prop up the corn and the beans. We'll see if there's any other major changes out here. But right now, as it stands, it looks like we could see some higher prices here this week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.